Peter's Renaissance Adventure. In the heart of a bustling garden, Peter was on a hunt for buried treasures. He had always been fond of adventures and secrets hidden beneath the earth. With his trusty toy shovel, he dug through layers of soft dirt, expecting to unearth a lost toy or perhaps a shiny pebble. But instead, something extraordinary caught his eye, a corner of something blue. Excitedly, he brushed off the soil to reveal a peculiar blue box, which looked exactly like an old police box from stories his grandpa used to tell. Yet this was no ordinary box. It bore a sign that spelled Time Travel Machine. His mind whirling with curiosity, Peter cautiously opened the creaky door. Inside, he found a sprawling control room, honey golden lights beaming from every corner, reflecting off polished brass gadgets and dials. But before Peter could explore further, he saw Molly, his dog, trotting outside through the dusty window. Not wanting her to wander off, Peter dashed after her, accidentally brushing against a big red button labeled Renaissance. In a blink, he was whisked away from the present day, landing with a soft thud in a vibrant town square, filled with laughter and music of another era. Peter quickly realized he was in the Renaissance period. Elegant ladies and gallant knights roamed the streets, and artists painted with colors so bright they seemed to dance. Amidst the marvels of this time, Peter heard a tale of a sinister figure named Ares, who threatened to throw the world into chaos. Remembering his pretend games as a hero, Peter knew he had to help. His younger brother loved to cast himself as Ares in their playtime battles, but this was no game. With bravery, Peter challenged Ares, armed with cleverness and compassion. They battled with words and wits until finally, Ares realized the value of peace. The townsfolk hailed Peter as a true hero, and Ares, understanding his mistakes, was grounded in the sense that he was made to promise to use his powers for good. Tired but proud, Peter returned to the blue box and pressed the homeward button. In an instant, he was back in his garden, with Molly happily wagging her tail beside him. "What a strange and wonderful adventure," he mused, looking at the police box that was now just an ordinary Toby's toy. "Time to head inside, Molly," said Peter, tucking away memories of Renaissance revels and heroic deeds, reminders of the endless possibilities that lie just beneath the surface of imagination.